880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. Welcome to our Thanksgiving edition of Freed on Business. We're going to have a special best of for you this week, so kick back and enjoy some specially selected segments that you're going to enjoy that I think really show what Freed on Business is all about. Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll catch you next week where we'll feature Terry Stiles and Brian Gale, and we're going to talk commercial real estate. So be with us next week and enjoy our best of segment today. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your entire family.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've been waiting for weeks. Larry's back in the studio. We're going to talk cars. I love talking cars with my good friend Larry. Larry's in from Warren Henry. Larry, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thank you for having me.
It's my absolute pleasure. Now, Larry, I teased the segment a little bit, with that thing about Sandy, but I think it's pretty evident to everybody there was a lot of problems in the Northeast that Sandy caused. But what do those problems mean for South Florida drivers?
Well, about 200,000 vehicles were damaged or destroyed by Hurricane Sandy. Basically, that means that used car values as a country should be rising. So a lot of our pre-owned cars may be heading up north. It should drive up values for your car and potentially make for a better deal on a new car when you come in, because what your car was worth yesterday may actually be worth more today.
Wow, it's always better on your payment when you're going into the deal with a little more extra downstroke on the value there.
Hey, you know, some people are in leases right now. They never expect to get out of those leases with equity. But if that's a car that's high in demand and you come in and try and trade it in, you never know what's going to happen.
All right.
You could end up with a down payment out of a car that you never expected anything from.
You know, that's what happened to me when I came in and I went from my last car to this car. It was a time when there was a high demand for my previous car. I couldn't believe it. And it also happened for my wife. My wife had a big SUV, had a year left on it, but there was a big demand for that. So when we came into your dealership, they gave us great trade-in value, which, by the way, I appreciate it. High five, fist bump. There
fist
you
bump.
Go. Now, Larry, let's talk a little bit. We told our audience that we talk a little bit about what's coming up in 2013. You've got a variety of lines. You've got Volvo, Jaguar, Infiniti, Range Rover, Land Rover, Subaru, Lamborghini, Fisker. I get them all?
You got them all.
All right. I've been reading those ads for a few months, so I'm glad I got them all there. Who's got some really innovative stuff? I know when I go in there, the Jaguars just absolutely look like pieces of artwork.
The Jaguars are absolutely beautiful, and the really nice thing about the Jaguars now is that they're coming out with a V4 model, so a four-cylinder XF as well as a six-cylinder. These are going to have start-stop technology, so they're going to be much more fuel efficient and also come with much better payments than they did previously. We're going to have six cylinders on the Jaguar XJ as well, which should also help for fuel economy. And, I spend all day surrounded by cars. So those cars in particular are cars that I have to stop and look at every time I see them. And admire.
Well, they're right there in front of your desk. I love coming and talking to you, and I'm buying that black one. There's the one, and then it's one over. That's like the two-seater one that we talked about the last time I was there. You better be holding that.
Okay,
don't hold it. I know I've got a couple more years till I got my next car, but we're doing great at the Aztec Group, and I'm telling you right now, I got my eye on that car. You heard me, honey. I'm on that car. Vivian's here, too, today. Now, we talked, Vivian wants the Range Rover. What do you got coming up? I know the Range Rover dropped that beautiful new little mini SUV. What do you got coming in Range Rover?
Well, we have the Range Rover Evoque that just came out this year, but what's really exciting is we have the new full-size Range Rover coming.
A new one?
A new one.
Okay, honey, look at her. Oh my God, now she's giving me the fist bump and the high five.
Now, what's actually really great about this car is not only is it larger and more luxurious, but it weighs 1,000 pounds less than it did previously.
Well, wait, it's more luxurious but weighs less? What happened here?
They went to aluminum on the body, so really, really reduced the weight of the vehicle. So, once again, making for better fuel economies. You see where everything
still has
going.
The roll cage, though, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Very strong, reinforced body in the event of a rollover.
I love the way they have the new commercial where it's like the evolution of the Range Rover and the Land Rover. It's just awesome.
Well, you know, we should have an off-road event coming up pretty soon. Once we get one of those going, we'll get some video of us going through the mud together.
Oh,
it'll be a lot of fun.
Yes, another fist bump. I got to find a new thing for you. We're going to high five and fist bump. We're just having a great time. And we still got to get Johnny out into that Lamborghini test drive with me, too. Yeah, Johnny's going high five over there. Now, okay, so we talked Land Rover, Range Rover. We talked Jag. How about Infiniti? My nameplate for 20 years.
Well, with Infiniti, it's the best time to buy a car at this time of year. I mean, we're coming in November, December. We want to get our numbers up as big as possible. We've had some exciting new product like the Infiniti JX. Hey, no, you love yours.
Oh, yeah. Vivian loves her JX. I love her JX. Hold on a minute, and this is no ad. I drive my M car all week long. And when we go out for dinner on the weekends, Vivian likes to take her car because it's like taking the living room. And and I get in there, it has a better turning radius than my car. It handles easier than my car. It's got the beep, beep, beep. And I really want to know how they get that overhead view of my car when I'm backing up. It's just unbelievable. And, you know, you see it on the commercial where it stops itself before it hits somebody. The thing, it's close to driving itself.
Yeah, the technology in that car is as superior to anything that we have in any of our lineups. That around view monitor you're talking about, the car actually has four cameras. It's got a camera on each side, as well as in the front and back. So that makes for easy parking. With that car, you got sensors in the front and back too. If you hit something, it's your fault.
You hear that, baby? Now, the other thing I like about it is that it's got all of the internal, interior, AV, XM maps and stuff. When I get into a rental car and it doesn't have that stuff, I really notice how wonderful all of the navigation and guidance stuff is on these cars.
That's probably why I have no sense of direction. Yeah. Totally relying on all those items.
Hey, everybody, Larry had to call me for the address. I go, well, here's the directions. No, just give me the address. I'm going to just punch it in. And then he comes in. You have the convertible today, right?
Oh, yeah. Infiniti convertible.
People have to look up on the YouTube station to see you in your little jacket with the hair from the convertible. Now, okay, we talked about Jaguar. At least you have hair, Larry. If I get in the convertible, nothing moves because there ain't nothing to move.
Give me a few years. We'll talk then.
All right. Now, well, that's why they have hats. Now we could go on like this forever. So we've talked Infiniti. We've talked Jaguar. Now, Jaguar shares the showroom with Volvo, and I know Volvo had that really hot mini SUV come out. They got anything new coming out for next year?
Well, we have some new all-wheel drive variants coming out of the S60, which is our sedan. It's an absolutely great car. One of the number one safest cars on the road as well. The IIHS performed a partial impact test, which is not done by the government. You know, it's an independent test, and it was actually one of only two vehicles to pass with the top rating.
Well, Volvo has a very special place in my life because I was driving a really poor performing Ford, and it was constantly taking it to Snappy Transmission or something right over by your dealership. It's no longer there. But I was dating a young lady at the time who had a beautiful Volvo, and that young lady's dependable Volvo kept me going. So your Volvo is the reason why my wife and I are still together. That's the first car you bought. Didn't you get that from Warren? Yes, she did. All right, well, we'll be right back after this short break. We'll have more good stories and more deals and more technology with our good friends from Warren Henry here with Larry's In. Back after that. Play that, you too. I love that song. It always gets me fired up and feeling great, just like I feel when I'm driving my Infiniti around town. You know, it's really good business to give your customers what they want. And the Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this too. And that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infiniti from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. So if you want to buy or lease a new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. And with it, the exceptional service they deliver. And you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Creating the home field advantage is very important to Miami Dolphins head coach Joe Philbin.
It's always good to have the support of your fans, you know, especially in the fourth quarter in a tight game.
Create the home field advantage for your Miami Dolphins.
It's a loud stadium. I think it's a great atmosphere, and we're real grateful to the support of our fans.
Be there to make the difference between winning and losing. Our home field advantage starts with you. 4 home games remain. Get your tickets now at Dolphins.com.
Hey everybody, this is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freed On Business radio show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. For many businesses, the effects are felt almost daily with reduced cash flow while fielding calls from creditors, collection agencies, or attorneys. True North Financial is there to stop the calls and get your business back on track. True North Financial has helped many good companies just like yours professionally negotiate with creditors, vendors, and suppliers to restructure your debt obligations, resolve collection lawsuits, eliminate liens, levies, and garnishments, as well as resolve federal and state tax issues. True North Financial can also help you find business funding options for your business. Make the right decision today and call True North Financial at 800-354-1176 for your free analysis. Don't let your business flounder into bankruptcy. Call 800-354-1176. That's 800-354-1176. 800-354-1176. 800-354-1176. Or VendorDebt.com today.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM. The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, 41-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We have got our half-hour segment here with Larry Zinn, sponsored by Warren. Content with the Miami Dolphins, focused on connecting the fans with the team. We're going to discuss how the Miami Dolphins use their social media to market the team and connect with their fans, and I want to make sure you always join us on Monday at 8 o'clock for our Go Fins chat. Welcome, Wayne Partillo.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for being there and connecting with the fans. We've talked a lot on the tweet chats about how the Dolphins have really adapted and opened up the team to being accessible through all the different media platforms and how all of them reach different peoples in different ways. Tell me a little bit about the Dolphins' support of their social media program.
Yeah, I would say, probably about 2 years ago, we really put together a platform and a strategy to make sure, in realizing that you know, communication with fans has diversified and changed over the last, you know, 5 years. You know, people used to get up in the morning and read their paper. I don't know about you, but I don't have, you know, that's not a huge part of the population today. And a lot of people get up and go online and want to connect. And the folks out there feel now that the expectation is to have more access. And as an organization, we kind of looked ahead and saw that coming and really wanted to focus and invest in the resources to start building a content team that could produce content around the Miami Dolphins, give fans access like never before, and connect them with the organization. We built a multimedia team that covers the Miami Dolphins. And from there, we've now been able to diversify where we deliver the content. So produce it once, deliver it many, by producing one press conference, where in the past we would have several video cameras there. We now have one, and then we take that content and we strip it out. It could be a video. It could be audio on the radio. We could tweet some headlines from there or some quotes, and then we write stories about it. So that's sort of been our
the line model right now. It's the $400,000 vehicle in the lineup.
I'll get that after the Jaguar.
Yeah, 700 horsepower car. It's an absolutely unbelievable machine.
Woof.
But they're going to be introducing the Spider pretty soon.
Now,
it's
a hard top, and then you're going to have a convertible?
Yep.
Oh wow! So Larry, you're going to drive that. You love that convertible stuff.
I can't even get near one of those.
Yeah.
I can't even get near one of those. I would love to.
Now, what other things are coming up in general? We know we've talked about the Google car here in the past and the ability to have automated driving. I guess that's sort of showing itself a little bit in the JX that my wife drives.
Yep.
For the part, our job is to provide access and let fans make their own decisions. And access that wasn't there 5 years ago. You weren't allowed to watch. You didn't have access to coaches' press conference. So you do now, and through social media.
Thankfully, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we've built a strong connection between us and the fans.
Now, we've talked about that you're on a lot of different platforms. I would have to believe that each platform has its own constituency and therefore your own type of contact that you drive there.
Absolutely. .com is one thing, and that's a little bit longer form, short form video. When you get into Facebook, we look at Facebook as like our television audience. It's broad. It's fans who could range from diehards to, casual fans. But then we look at our Twitter fans as sort of that really diehard fan, that behind the scenes that I want access. I want nonstop throughout the day content. So we target and program each of those platforms differently to speak to the fans that are there. People on Facebook don't want us blowing up their newsfeed all day with information. On Twitter, it's kind of expected. We also need to communicate more. We need to, answer questions on Twitter and reply back to people and communicate and follow different people back. Where on Facebook, it's a little less of that and more just sort of here it is. We want to hear what your thoughts are. We ask a lot of questions on Facebook, but we don't get involved in the conversation as much because the conversation is sort of consumed so quickly and moves on. So
now we've only got about a minute or so left. Sure. What is coming up next year? I know you're going to wire the stadium. It's almost impossible at times to get out now when you really want to get out. What are some other things that are going on?
Yeah, Wi-Fi is a big thing for us. If you look at, when you watch a game and how you consume it, a lot of while you're watching it on TV, you're on your phone, you're on a computer. We want to make sure our fans have access to that at our stadium. And our ownership of Stephen Ross has invested to make sure that our fans, when they come to the game, will have the most Wi-Fi connectivity that's out there.
Well, Johnny and I went. We took the Social Media Club of South Florida to the last game. They were a couple of the winners that we had on the giveaways of the tickets that you guys provide to us, and we just had the greatest time. They were Instagramming and doing the tweets and everything else. It's tough to get out when it was really the moment that we
sure.
wanted to get out, but it's really great to see the evolution of the fan experience from when I sat there and looked down and watched the ticker tape to see how my fantasy yeah. team was to now I don't ever have to look up.
Right.
It's amazing, and I actually had to stop playing fantasy football because I couldn't focus on what the most important yeah. thing going on Sunday was, the Dolphin game.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and we've rolled out a new Dolphins app, which you can get at dolphins.com/app. pretty easy. And we're actually working on the next wave of that app, that when you get to Sun Life Stadium, a different version of the app appears in your phone.
Awesome.
So a geofenced version of the Dolphins app that when you're in the stadium, you get access to content that nobody else has, which, you know, it brings going to the games at Sun Life even more important.
It's a no-brainer on why you're doing that. It's absolutely, if I got to have that content, I got to be at the game. And if I'm at the game, then I'm getting VIP treatment in every aspect of my experience. It's genius.
There's no question about it. You know, as we, as this team and people in the city are getting excited, you know, with Ryan Tannehill, Reggie Bush, this offense.
Oh, they're the real deal, these guys.
It's exciting. It's fun. And it's fun for us, too, in the front office. But as we look out and see everybody getting excited, it's really important, you know, to get out there and support this team and fill that stadium and make sure as they're standing in the tunnel and talking to these guys, they can hear the crowd and you can feel that excitement. And it's important for them to know how loud it's going to be and how exciting that crowd's going to be when the kick goes off.
Well, Wayne, I've been waiting too long to end this, but I got to end it. So I got to have you back, and we got to lead off with you and do a nice long segment at the top of the show. Will you come back for us?
We can do that.
Oh, that's the greatest. We'll be right back after this short break. I want to thank Wayne and the Miami Dolphins for this segment. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about the election, so stick with us. We love it. My wife loves it. She refers to Warren as Warren. it's great. It's great. She's always been very, very wonderful to us. Now, we've only got about a minute left, Larry, so I'd like to ask you, what are the best programs that you have and the best cars that you've got with the program? If somebody really wants a new car, what's their best bet within your line of cars, the people that are offering the best deals right now? Or maybe everybody is because it's the end of the year.
Everybody's offering a great deal, but I'll try and rattle off a few. 2012 Jaguar XFs. Come in and see them right now. We got very few left, but it's an excellent deal. 2013 G37 sedans, 2012 G25 sedans. We got those too. You want to come by and get them? Great deal on the Infiniti side. Volvo S60 and XC60, spectacular deal. And not to mention you get all of your maintenance and wear and tear included for 5 years. So
wow, that's great.
On top of all that, the Warren Henry Advantage.
Well, that's it. And you know, we talk a lot about the Warren Henry Advantage, the price guarantees, the dent, the personal concierge. But to me, the Warren Henry Advantage is being part of your family and really getting the feeling that somebody cares, because for so long, whenever I was buying a car or leasing a car, I felt like I was in the desert. And you guys really make it to be a positive experience. So I'm going to thank you for that.
Hey, well, thank you very much, Jim. You know, I really appreciate it. You're always very kind with your words about us. So.
I only speak the truth, Larry. I want to thank Larry. I want to thank Warren Henry for sponsoring this segment. We have the double segment. We're going to be right back after this short break. We're going to talk about new trends in lung cancer treatment. Then a little later in the show, we're going to have Ron Book talking about all the things that happened in the election. We'll be back after this. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load? Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. For many businesses, the effects are felt almost daily with reduced cash flow while fielding calls from creditors, collection agencies, or attorneys. True North Financial is there to stop the calls and get your business back on track. True North Financial has helped many good companies just like yours professionally negotiate with creditors, vendors, and suppliers to restructure your debt obligations, resolve collection lawsuits, eliminate liens, levies, and garnishments, as well as resolve federal and state tax issues. True North Financial can also help you find business funding options for your business. Make the right decision today and call True North Financial at 800-354-1176 for your free analysis. Don't let your business flounder into bankruptcy. Call 800-354-1176. That's 800-354-1176. 800-354-1176. 800-354-1176. Or VendorDebt.com today.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, 41-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We have got our half hour segment here with Larry's In, sponsored by Warren. Content with the Miami Dolphins, focused on connecting the fans with the team. We're going to discuss how the Miami Dolphins use their social media to market the team and connect with their fans. And I want to make sure you always join us on Monday at 8 o'clock for our Go Fins chat. Welcome, Wayne Partillo.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for being there and connecting with the fans. We've talked a lot on the tweet chats about how the Dolphins have really adapted and opened up the team to being accessible through all the different media platforms and how all of them reach different peoples in different ways. Tell me a little bit about the Dolphins' support of their social media program.
Yeah, I would say, probably about 2 years ago, we really put together a platform and a strategy to make sure, in realizing that, communication with fans has diversified and changed over the last, 5 years. People used to get up in the morning and read their paper. I don't know about you, but I don't have, that's not a huge part of the population today. And a lot of people get up and go online and want to connect. And the folks out there feel now that the expectation is to have more access. And as an organization, we kind of looked ahead and saw that coming and really wanted to focus and invest in the resources to start building a content team that could produce content around the Miami Dolphins, give fans access like never before, and connect them with the organization. We built a multimedia team that covers the Miami Dolphins, and from there we've now been able to diversify where we deliver the content. So produce it once, deliver it many, by producing one press conference, where in the past we would have several video cameras there. We now have one, and then we take that content and we strip it out. It could be a video. It could be audio on the radio. We could tweet some headlines from there or some quotes, and then we write stories about it. So that's sort of been our
plan. The line model right now, it's the $400,000 vehicle in the lineup.
I'll get that after the Jaguar.
Yeah. 700 horsepower car. It's an absolutely unbelievable machine.
Woof.
But they're going to be introducing the Spider pretty soon.
Now,
the
what's
convertible.
It's a hard top, and then you're going to have a convertible?
Yep.
Oh, wow. So, Larry, you're going to drive that. You love that convertible stuff.
I can't even get near one of those.
Yeah.
I can't even get any of those. I would love to.
Now, what other things are coming up in general? We know we've talked about the Google car here in the past and the ability to have automated driving. I guess that's sort of showing itself a little bit in the JX that my wife drives.
Yep.
For the part, our job is to provide access and let fans make their own decisions and access that wasn't there 5 years ago. You weren't allowed to watch. You didn't have access to coach's press conference. So you do now, and through social media.
Thankfully, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we've built a strong connection between us and the fans.
Now, we've talked about that you're on a lot of different platforms. I would have to believe that each platform has its own constituency and therefore your own type of contact that you drive there.
Absolutely. .com is one thing, and that's a little bit longer form, short form video. When you get into Facebook, we look at Facebook as like our television audience. It's broad. It's fans who could range from diehards to, casual fans. But then we look at our Twitter fans as sort of that really diehard fan, the behind the scenes that I want access. I want nonstop throughout the day content. So we target and program each of those platforms differently to speak to the fans that are there. People on Facebook don't want us blowing up their newsfeed all day with information. On Twitter, it's kind of expected. We also need to communicate more. We need to, answer questions on Twitter and reply back to people and communicate and follow different people back. Where on Facebook, it's a little less of that and more just sort of here it is. We want to hear what your thoughts are. We ask a lot of questions on Facebook, but we don't get involved in the conversation as much because the conversation is sort of consumed so quickly and moves on. So
now we've only got about a minute or so left. Sure. What is coming up next year? I know you're going to wire the stadium. It's almost impossible at times to get out now when you really want to get out. What are some other things that are going on?
Yeah, Wi-Fi is a big thing for us. If you look at, when you watch a game and how you consume it, a lot of while you're watching it on TV, you're on your phone, you're on a computer. We want to make sure our fans have access to that at our stadium. And our ownership of Stephen Ross has invested to make sure that our fans, when they come to the game, will have the most Wi-Fi connectivity that's out there.
Well, Johnny and I went. We took the Social Media Club of South Florida to the last game. They were a couple of the winners that we had on the giveaways of the tickets that you guys provide to us, and we just had the greatest time. They were Instagramming and doing the tweets and everything else. It's tough to get out when it was really the moment that we sure. wanted to get out, but it's really great to see the evolution of the fan experience from when I sat there and looked down and watched the ticker tape to see how my fantasy team was to now I don't ever have to look up.
Right.
It's amazing, and I actually had to stop playing fantasy football because I couldn't focus on what the most important thing going on Sunday was, the Dolphin game.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and we've rolled out a new Dolphins app, which you can get at dolphins.com/app. Pretty easy. And we're actually working on the next wave of that app, that when you get to Sun Life Stadium, a different version of the app appears in your phone.
Awesome.
So a geofenced version of the Dolphins app that when you're in the stadium, you get access to content that nobody else has, which, it brings going to the games at Sun Life even more important.
It's a no-brainer on why you're doing that. It's absolutely, if I got to have that content, I got to be at the game. And if I'm at the game, then I'm getting VIP treatment in every aspect of my experience. It's genius.
There's no question about it. As this team and people in the city are getting excited, with Ryan Tannehill, Reggie Bush, this offense.
Oh, they're the real deal, these guys.
It's exciting. It's fun. And it's fun for us, too, in the front office. But as we look out and see everybody getting excited, it's really important, to get out there and support this team and fill that stadium and make sure as they're standing in the tunnel and talking to these guys, they can hear the crowd, and you can feel that excitement. And it's important for them to know how loud it's going to be and how exciting that crowd's going to be when the kick goes off.
Well, Wayne, I've been waiting too long to end this, but I got to end it, so I got to have you back, and we got to lead off with you and do a nice long segment at the top of the show. Will you come back for us?
We can do that.
Oh, that's the greatest. We'll be right back after this short break. I want to thank Wayne and the Miami Dolphins for this segment. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about the election, so stick with us.
We love it. My wife loves it. She refers to Warren as Warren. it's great. It's great. She's always been very, very wonderful to us. Now, we've only got about a minute left, Larry. So I'd like to ask you, what are the best programs that you have and the best cars that you've got with the program? If somebody really wants a new car, what's their best bet within your line of cars, the people that are offering the best deals right now? Or maybe everybody is because it's the end of the year.
Everybody's offering a great deal, but I'll try and rattle off a few. 2012 Jaguar XFs. Come in and see them right now. We got very few left, but it's an excellent deal. 2013 G37 sedans, 2012 G25 sedans. We got those too. You want to come by and get them? Great deal on the Infiniti side. Volvo S60 and XC60. Spectacular deal. And not to mention, you get all of your maintenance and wear and tear included for 5 years. So
wow, that's great.
On top of all that, the Warren Henry Advantage.
Well, that's it. And you know, we talk a lot about the Warren Henry Advantage, the price guarantees, the dent, the personal concierge. But to me, the Warren Henry Advantage is being part of your family and really getting the feeling that somebody cares. Because for so long, whenever I was buying a car or leasing a car, I felt like I was in the desert. And you guys really make it to be a positive experience. So I want to thank you for that.
Hey, well, thank you very much, Jim. You know, I really appreciate it. You're always very kind with your words about us. So.
I only speak the truth, Larry. I want to thank Larry. I want to thank Warren Henry for sponsoring the segment. We have the double segment. We're going to be right back after this short break. We're going to talk about new trends in lung cancer treatment. Then a little later in the show, we're going to have Ron Book talking about all the things that happened in the election. We'll be back after this. Imagination, the love is still.
You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, Range Rover, Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infiniti from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren and Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. For many businesses, the effects are felt almost daily with reduced cash flow while fielding calls from creditors, collection agencies, or attorneys. True North Financial is there to stop the calls and get your business back on track. True North Financial has helped many good companies just like yours professionally negotiate with creditors, vendors, and suppliers to restructure your debt obligations, resolve collection lawsuits, eliminate liens, levies, and garnishments, as well as resolve federal and state tax issues. True North Financial can also help you find business funding options for your business. Make the right decision today and call True North Financial at 800-354-1176 for your free analysis. Don't let your business flounder into bankruptcy. Call 800-354-1176. That's 800-354-1176. 800-354-1176. 800-354-1176. Or VendorDebt.com today.
Creating the home field advantage is very important to Miami Dolphins head coach Joe Philbin.
It's always good to have the support of your fans, you know, especially in the fourth quarter in a tight game.
Create the home field advantage for your Miami Dolphins.
So outstanding. I think it's a great atmosphere, and we're real grateful to the support of our fans.
Be there to make the difference between winning and losing. Our home field advantage starts with you. 4 home games remain. Get your tickets now at Dolphins.com.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.AskDrFranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, everybody. This is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com.
Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freed On Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Am I back, Juan? I am back, and I am rocking. I am cooking like hot grease. I got my tie on. It is rocking out. We've got the University of Miami Health System. We call them U-Health. We've got our special guest with us, Dr. Lauren Osbolt, MD, Assistant Professor of Clinical Psychology and Behavioral Sciences, Director, U-Health Eating Disorder Program, Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences. Dr. Lauren Osbolt, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Now, please tell us a little bit about eating disorders in America today.
Well, I don't think you have to be a doctor or in healthcare, or maybe you just have to have a pulse to realize that this is a very rampant problem in America. From the checkout line at the supermarket with all the magazines, it's something that is constantly in the attention of the media. It's something that's constantly on people's minds, and it is greatly increasing.
Now, you mentioned the magazines at the checkout line in the store. Is that because it provides such an unattainable image for the American public?
I mean, I think we're always probably fascinated with what stars do and the inner workings of their lives. But yeah, I think that there is an unattainable image there that that people want to kind of lust after.
Well, you know, this is a problem that most people have known as a problem for quite some time. I'll go back to my college days when I went and all the sorority girls were breaking their fingernails, sticking it down their throat and throwing up. I mean, America's known that there's an eating disorder problem for a long time. Is it on the rise or the decline? You would think it would be on the decline with everybody having knowledge of it.
You would think, but actually that's not so. You know, it's sad. 20, 30 years ago, people that treated eating disorders were more your internal medicine and your adult psychiatrist. Today, it's something that's in the child psychiatry field that is mainly addressed by pediatricians, at least initially. So we're starting to see them younger than ever before.
Horrible.
Yeah. And we probably don't have any really good statistics about how prevalent it is. Our statistics tell us it's like 1-2% of the population, but we see it clinically way more than that.
The victims are not exactly the type of person that are going to stand up on a box and say, hey, I've got a problem.
That's exactly correct.
Now, how much impact do you feel that the media's had on this? I think you talked about that a little bit at the checkout counter, but how about all of the red carpet? Every time the red carpet goes through, you must have a spike in phone calls.
Yeah, it is something that's very glamorized, and unfortunately, it's rewarded in our society to be very thin, and there is really not a standard of what is too thin in the media or in the celebrity circuit.
I'll tell you what too thin is. Too thin is when I lost my 40 pounds and I really had lost 45 and somebody came up to me and said, you look like death. I said, that's it. And I started eating pasta. I couldn't take it anymore. Now, I'm a man and I lost those 40 pounds. And I found when I was at the bottom of the, when I was starting to really be at the end of my weight loss, that it was sort of a mechanical thing and it was almost impossible to stop. And I'm a man. Do men have this problem or just women?
Well, predominantly we see it more with women. Anorexia nervosa and bulimia nervosa, which are our two eating disorders, or what we think of mainly as our eating disorders, affects about 85 to 95% women. Binge eating disorder, which doesn't have the behavior of vomiting or laxatives or compensatory behavior, that affects men. You know, we see more like 60% women in that.
Yeah, binge eating. We call that beer and chips. Now, let's see. Is there a specific age where this starts to happen? Or is it like older people, too? Can this happen to like somebody when they come out of school, when they're redefining themselves? Because it sounded to me like you said the younger people, it starts when they're defining themselves. So I got to figure when you graduate college and you're redefining yourself, it might happen, too.
Yeah, that's true. There's really a bimodal peak. We start to see it at the beginning of adolescence, the pre-adolescent period, right before 12, 13, 14 years of age. And then we start to see it again in young adulthood. In the college years, especially on college campuses, it's a huge problem. So really, those are the two times that we see the peaks.
Now, what are the main disorders and what are the signs? You said bulimia and anorexia. Is it just looking for somebody that's a stick figure? Is it like weird hair? What are the real telltale signs for the moms and dads out there that that maybe think, what could they look for?
Okay. Well, let's start with anorexia. Anorexia, by definition, the person has to be thin. Actually, they have to be less than 85% of their ideal body weight.
Okay.
In addition to that, they have to have a denial that they are thin or that they have any kind of problem. And they have a disturbance in the way their body weight or shape is experienced. They may be 70 pounds, but they feel like they're obese.
Oh.
In addition to technically, by the definition, they have to, if they're a woman, they have to be without their menstrual cycle for 3 months.
Mm.
That is our classic anorexic picture.
Okay.
When we talk bulimia, we're talking someone who is normal weight to maybe slightly overweight, who engages in binging and purging episodes. Binging is when you eat a quantity of food in one sitting that is much greater than an average person would eat it, and you have a feeling of being out of control. You have to have 2 episodes of that a week. As well as compensatory behavior, which would be the vomiting you referred to earlier with the girls losing their fingernails, the over-exercising, laxatives, diuretics. Those are our 2 main eating disorders.
Now, we only have a minute left, according to my friend Juan, the American hero. Now, I'd like to know what treatments are available and how somebody can get help from a UHealth physician on this issue.
Well, the University of Miami has just started a new eating disorder program, and the first step would be to call for an initial evaluation. A comprehensive evaluation is what is needed by a psychiatrist, a psychologist, nutritionist, internal medicine, and we help facilitate that and are able to do all of that at the university. In addition, we are able to have an inpatient program that provides sustenance for the malnutrition, so you can be admitted and refed under close doctor supervision at UMH.
Now, Lauren, how does somebody get a hold of you? Is there a website, a phone number? I want to make this simple. Hold on a second. People, get your phone number, get your pencils ready, because this is an important number. If you or a loved one has a problem with an eating disorder, Lauren, go.
The best number to call is 305-243-6400. This is the direct line to make an appointment for a comprehensive evaluation of a potential eating disorder or a potential eating problem.
All right. Well, Dr. Lauren Osbolt, MD from University of Miami Health System, we call them UHealth on our show. I want to thank you so much for bringing such important data and information to our listening audience. Are we going to go to a break, or we have Clem holding? What should we do, Juan? We're going to go to a quick break, and I'm going to ask Dr. Clem Beasold to please hold. We're going to be right back with Dr. Clem Beasold. We're going to look into the future of what medicine is going to look like in 2015. Again, thank you to Lauren Osbolt, MD, and University of Miami Health System, UHealth, for your special attention today.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Back after this.
I'm feeling all right. We're all 19 years old. This thing never stops. Films, movies. You know this song, so if you want to join in on the chorus, I want you to join in on this one, okay?
You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, Range Rover, Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infiniti from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren and Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Creating the home field advantage is very important to Miami Dolphins head coach Joe Philbin.
It's always good to have the support of your fans, you know, especially in the fourth quarter in a tight game.
Create the home field advantage for your Miami Dolphins.
It's a loud stadium. I think it's a great atmosphere, and we're real grateful to the support of our fans.
Be there to make the difference between winning and losing. Our home field advantage starts with you. 4 home games remain. Get your tickets now at Dolphins.com.
Hey, everybody. This is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freed On Business radio show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.AskDrFranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
I hope you enjoyed our special Thanksgiving Day edition of Freed On Business, a best of Freed On Business. I want to thank you for listening, and I want to give thanks to all our listeners, and I want to thank you to our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, True North Financial, the Miami Dolphins, Best Roofing, Watch You Want, Social Media, 305, Berger Singerman, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, and UHealth, and especially a big Thanksgiving thank you to all of our listeners. Make sure you go to our Facebook page and like our show, and please tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback and comments. Check us out on Twitter at Freed On Business and at Jim Freed. Facebook, LinkedIn, and your YouTube channel gets a lot of play. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage soon. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen and have an absolutely fabulous Thanksgiving holiday.
Get on, pull the mask off, old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with
with Jim. Went out of South Alabama, come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. But do do da da fell over the pool room. The Jimmy come bopping in an awful street. And when the cutting was done, the only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. Yeah, he was cutting about 100 places, and he was shot in a couple more. And you better believe it's on a different kind of story when the big Jim hit the floor. Oh, oh, oh. They're saying you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. Around with Slim. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Big Jim got his hat. Find out where his hat is not hustling people strange to you. Even if you do got a two-piece custom-made pool cue.